We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those who evacuated the beach areas of Hawaii are now being allowed to return home as the threat of a tsunami eases on the islands, the warning coming after one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded hit off Russia's Far East Coast. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says they're still watching the ocean, however.
We still have not seen any wave activity come past the Big Island. That's important. Until we see what happens on the Big Island and the full wraparound of the islands, we won't feel that we are in a position to start seeing and saying that we're kind of in the clear.
All of the west coast of the U.S. is still under an advisory for waves. Police in New York City investigating a second note left by the office shooter this week. Sources describe it as an apology to his parents in Las Vegas. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announcing that the U.K. will join France in recognizing a Palestinian state at the U.N. General Assembly in September if Israel doesn't agree to a ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. August down 24 to 1712. September down 29 to 1750. October down 22 to 1809. November down 11 at 1819. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 to 163.5. 40-pound block steady at 166.75. 13 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 250.25, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 128.5, 2 trades. Dry whey steady at 54 even and no trades on the day. Triple digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets as contracts reached once again contract highs. Now, strong demand in the countryside for feeder cattle continues to show that there's a tight cattle supply, and that is continuing to run up the prices in the futures markets. Hogs were mostly lower due to weak fundamentals as cash prices and pork cutout values continued to trend lower. That forced future prices lower once again. August live cattle up $1.85 to $229.72. August feeder cattle up $2.67 to $336.20. August hogs down $1.27 to $107.25. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all lower. Strong crop condition ratings, very good soil moisture, and a mostly favorable weather forecast over the next few weeks all combined to pressure prices. Now, while demand is good and we may make progress in trade deals in the weeks to come, those two items, demand and trade, are not significant enough to offset what looks to be a huge crop and likely larger ending stocks. September corn down 4.5 to 389.25. New crop down 3 to 411. August beans down 7 to 981.75. New crop down 2 to 1009.5. September wheat down 8.75 to 529.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 349, August 352, new crop 351. Cash beans, 897, August 902, new crop, 915. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, 369 and a quarter, August 365 and a quarter, September 361 and a quarter, new crop at 361. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn, 377, August 375, new crop, 361. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop at 361, cash and new crop beans 939. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 354, new crop 361, cash beans 894, new crop 924. Red Wing Grains, cash in August corn 364, September 361, new crop 367. Cash in August beans 936, September 930, new crop 930. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in August corn 352, new crop 358, cash and new crop beans at 943. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 224 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 198 to 222, market cows 106 to 162, bulls 168 to 208, calves 490 to 1530, beef steers 269 to 650, Holstein steers 225 to 515. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 85 and down, goat markets, does 100 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 239, finished dairy steers 205 to 216, market cows 120 to 139, market bulls 175 to 196. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 8/23. Select models only.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few showers or a thundershower early on today with gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. a little dust on the bottom. But it's one of those things, it gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with
morning sun, and I smiled when I heard them turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Not quite sure what's going on, but all day through and all night long, I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Look in your eyes when you smile that way, the sound of your voice saying my name. Just keep thinking about you. This single-minded fascination I've got, do you call it love? If you don't, then what? All I know is I don't know what you've done, and this train of thought ain't about to jump the track that it's on. In the back of my mind is a sea place, but the whole world knows by the smile on my face that I've been thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tricia Yearwood and Thinking About You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s. Looks like we're going to have plenty of clouds today and more of that wildfire smoke arriving again with temperatures in the upper 70s, but quiet weather through really the rest of the week and into the beginning of next week. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Rod Bain is in. That July cattle report returned from USDA this year after a few-year hiatus. We're going to find out what was all in it with Rod in our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Wisconsin soybean growers talk about trade and the farm bill on Capitol Hill. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A group of soybean growers from Wisconsin headed to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. earlier this month to advocate for agriculture. Doug Rebout, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Growers Association, said there's a lot to talk about with elected officials.
Some of the topics, I mean, there's always plenty to do out there. Our main topics, of course, was talking about trade, the Farm Bill, the MAHA report. Those were three of our big ones that we were hitting.
Wisconsin exports a lot of soybeans, so trade was at the top of the list of things to discuss.
Here in Wisconsin, two out of every three rows of soybeans are exported. So trade right now is huge for Wisconsin. So when we were out there, we actually went out a day earlier and we made a stop to the Canadian embassy and talked to them about different things and impacts on both ends, both on their end and on our end, because Canada, with as close as they are one of our biggest markets. So we want to keep good relationships going there.
He said the Wisconsin growers had a good talk at the Canadian embassy.
The one we talked to, she was right there with us because we were talking that tariffs are impacting both of us on all ends. So we were sitting there going, okay, we need to look at this not so much as what we have to do with tariffs to try and make things equal. We need to work together and look at it more as a partnership.
Rebout says they also talked with legislators about the need to complete a farm bill this year.
We did talk about the farm bill. I mean, stuff that came through in the big bill that got signed on July 4th, there was a lot of stuff in there for agriculture, but there's a lot more things that need to be done, conservation programs, and the conservation programs are the big thing. So we need to make sure that the rest doesn't get forgotten because all that is really important to us.
Doug Rebout, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few showers or a thundershower early on today with gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show I used to hear when I held you, and they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I times of trial, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These
just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13
is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, on a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him. Then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s this morning. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association's announced that Bob Mitchell, a Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association member, has been appointed to the Wisconsin DNR Wolf Advisory Committee. The appointment reflects the state's recognition of the critical role that livestock producers play in wolf management policies. Mitchell, a beef producer from Crawford County, will represent agriculture and ranching interests on the advisory committee. He operates Spring Creek Cattle Company with his family near Boscobel. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PureCap. Cost-saving, reusable chemical cabin air filters. PureCap. Enjoy clean cabin air. More changes ahead at the U.S. Department of Agriculture as Secretary Brooke Rollins unveiled a, quote, complete reorganization. She says the goal is to reduce the number of employees in Washington, D.C. by more than half and move the rest to regional hubs. I'll have details after this. When you're out spraying, what's protecting you inside the cab? Today, I'm joined by Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab, a global leader in tractor cabin filtration. Brett, why should American farmers care about cabin filters?
Mike, it's a health issue. Many farmers are unknowingly exposed to harmful chemicals even inside their tractors. Only activated carbon filters can stop those airborne chemicals, and they need replacing every 12 months or 400 hours.
And that's where PureCab comes in?
Exactly. We've spent 35 years engineering filters for every tractor brand. Our activated carbon is USA tested, up to 11 times more effective than other filters. Plus, they're more affordable, reusable, and last longer than OEM options.
Sounds like a smart upgrade. Where can folks learn more?
Visit purecab.com, and farmers can buy directly through shootparts.com.
That's Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Enjoy clean cabin air.
In an address to USDA employees last Thursday, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins laid out a new sweeping plan, which she says is about cutting costs and moving the agency closer to the people it serves. Under this proposal, the National Capital Region workforce, those in Washington, D.C., would shrink from nearly 4,600 employees to fewer than 2,000. Those not staying would be reassigned to five USDA hubs: Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Salt Lake City, Utah. In the video message announcing the change, Rollins said, quote, "President Trump promised to realign federal spending, eliminate duplication, and ensure agencies are delivering services efficiently." She pointed to the high cost of living in the D.C. area as a factor in the decision and emphasized that this was not a mass layoff. In fact, she noted that 90% of USDA's workforce is already located outside of Washington, D.C. Still not included in that 90% figure are the more than 15,000 workers who agreed earlier this year to a, quote, voluntary elected deferred resignation. The agency says it will continue using that approach along with early retirements and separation incentives to help with the transition. The agency has not provided an estimate of the potential savings as of yet. The impact will be felt across several USDA branches. The Agricultural Research Service will close all area offices and shift responsibilities to the Office of National Programs. The National Agriculture Statistics Service, or NAS, and the National Resources Conservation Service will consolidate into the five USDA hubs. The Forest Service plans to merge nine regional offices into a single Fort Collins location. Critics say they're being rushed. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig warned the reorganization echoes the 2019 moves that took USDA offices to Kansas City, and she notes that 75% of the staff declined to move, triggering what she called a, quote, massive brain drain. I'll have more when we come back.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, the timeline for the proposed reorganization of the USDA is still being finalized. The key transitions and opening of regional hubs is expected to begin in earnest in 2026, though we'll continue watching for further announcements from the administration. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PureCab. Cabin filters to fit every tractor. Find yours at purecab.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Starting to worry, I was finally getting up.
won't you send me your photograph? It'd hurt a lot less than taking you back. And I could still have my favorite part of you. 'Cause you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart. You look so good, but the way things look ain't the way they are. Better say goodbye before this goes too far. 'Cause now I realize you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.
Yeah.
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, accompany me to the edge of the sea, let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? I'd look down forever if you were lighter than a feather. Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so, so would you go with me?
With the news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin governor, along with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, announced the third round of export expansion grants that will support seven projects focused on expanding dairy, meat, and crop exports. The grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agriculture Exports, created by the governor in 2021 to help boost the export of dairy, meat, crop, and other products by 25%. Now, Wisconsin is on its way to becoming a top 10 state in the country for agricultural exports. Some of the grants included a grant to the Center for Dairy Research to develop dairy products expected to be competitive in international markets through the analysis of current market products from selected countries. UW River Falls received a $41,000 grant to study the effects of potential retaliatory tariffs on U.S. dairy exports, identify potential emerging markets with less risk of tariffs, and assess Wisconsin's readiness to enter those markets. The Wisconsin Beef Council received a $30,000 grant to continue education efforts and promotion of beef in Central America, working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association received a $30,000 grant to explore new markets and promote Wisconsin's seed potatoes in Mexico. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Jim Risch, Susan Collins, and Peter Welsh, have introduced the bipartisan Defending Against Imitations and Replacement of Yogurt, Milk, and Cheese to Promote Regular Intake of Dairy Every Day Act, also known as the Dairy Pride Act of 2025, to crack down on unfair practices of mislabeling non-dairy products using dairy names. The practice, such as calling non-dairy imitation products milk or yogurt that do not contain dairy and are instead from a plant, nut, or grain, is hurting dairy farmers who work tirelessly to ensure that their products meet health standards and causes consumer confusion about the nutritional value of dairy versus imitation products. Current Food and Drug Administration regulations define dairy products as being from animals. However, the most recent FDA guidance on fluid dairy products allows plant-based alternatives to continue to use dairy terms despite not containing dairy nor having the nutritional value of dairy products. The Dairy Pride Act would require FDA to issue guidance for nationwide enforcement of mislabeled imitation dairy products within 90 days and also require FDA to report to Congress 2 years after enactment to hold the agency accountable for the update in their enforcement obligation. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agricultural specialists intercepted fresh cherries infested with the European cherry fruit fly on July 19th. The pest was discovered during a secondary inspection of a 5-pound bag of cherries that was coming into the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. The fruit was heavily infested with live fruit fly maggots and was being transported by someone flying into Detroit from Romania. The traveler's destination, Fish Creek, Wisconsin, which is one of the major tart cherry producing regions in the U.S. The Detroit port director said this was an excellent interception by their agricultural specialists. This is a pest that can pose a major threat to cherry orchards across the country. European cherry fruit flies have already been discovered in several New York counties and are now under quarantine to prevent the flies from spreading to other states. The fruit fly is currently the pest that is infecting most European cherries. U.S. farm production expenditures were estimated by the USDA at $477.6 billion in 2024, down from $481.9 billion in 2023. The 2024 total farm production expenditures were down 0.9%. The four largest expenditures in the U.S. totaled $230 billion, which accounted for 48% of total expenses. They included feed at 15%, farm services at 11%, labor at 10.8%, and livestock, poultry, and related expenses at 10.4%. During 2024, total farm expenditures per farm were just over $254,000, down 0.4% from $255,000 in 2023. In 2024, crop farm expenditures dropped to $252.3 billion, while livestock farm expenditures decreased to $225.3 billion. The largest expenditure for crop farmers, labor at $38 billion, farm services, fertilizer, lime, soil conditioners, and rent. Combined crop input costs reached $72.2 billion, making up 29% of the total crop farm cost. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few showers or a thundershower early on today with gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part, 'cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those hands, and though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. There's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care, 'cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. Like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.